Welcome to MuseScore in Minutes, a series of short videos that'll quickly get you up and running with MuseScore 2.0. I'm Dr. George Hess. In each of these videos, we'll look at how to use some of the basic functions of the exciting new version of this program. MuseScore is a free and open source music notation program that's a great alternative to Finale and Sibelius. You can download it for free at the website shown on the screen. Lesson 7, Tablature and Drum Notation. We're going to use the lead sheet now to create a simple arrangement. I've copied the music into a new score. Next, we'll enter the notes for the guitar, bass, and drums in the first measure. You can enter notes on either the standard staff or the tab staff, and since they're linked, they'll show up on both staves. To enter notes in the tab staff, click the first measure. Then enter the note input mode. Choose the note value with the mouse. You can't use the shortcut here. You're going to use the up and down arrow keys to move to the different strings. We're going to move to the fifth string. And then you type the fret number using the number keys. To advance, use the right arrow. Now I'm doing this a little bit differently. You'll notice that I've only entered the notes on the fifth string. Now I'm going to use the arrow keys to move to the sixth string. And then I'm going to place an E, an open note, typing zero, on each downbeat. Next I'll enter the eighth notes in the bass using step entry. Drum notation can be entered using the keyboard or the MIDI keyboard. Select the drum staff, then enter note input mode. You'll see the mapping of the drums on the bottom of the screen. We'll enter a simple beat with hi-hat, snare, and kick drum. In drum notation, the hi-hat and the snare will have the stems going up, and the bass drum will have the stems going down. MuseScore will handle this automatically. We'll enter the hi-hat first. Enter note input mode, and then select the eighth note. You'll notice down in the drum map that the hi-hat has been assigned the shortcut G. So we can just type G, and it will enter in a note. You can also type any key on the MIDI keyboard while the note is selected in the drum map, and it'll enter as well. To add the snare drum, use the left arrow key to move to beat 2. You'll see down in the drum mat that the shortcut for snare drum is A. Hold the shift key down and type A. Then move to beat 4 and do the same thing. Now for the kick drum. You'll notice that the kick drum note is shown in green. This means it will be entered in voice 2. Use the arrow key to move to beat 1. Type 5 for quarter note. And then B. Now type 4 to change that to an eighth rest, and 0. Now type B again, type 5, and then B one more time. So now with our basic rhythm section parts entered, we're ready to create the rest of our arrangement. This has been MuseScore in Minutes, a production of George Hess Music. For future videos, please subscribe to this channel. And for information about music technology training and clinics, please visit our website. Thanks for watching.